Prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The story of Enyimba International Football Club's dramatic qualification for the CAF Champions League group phase will never be complete without mentioning the name of Mahmoud Wadini. While every Nigerian football fan heard tales of Enyimba's shocking treatment at the hands of officials of Etoile du Sahel and the Tunisian FA in the second leg of their CAF Champions League qualifier, Mahmoud Wadini was Enyimba's inside man, biggest ally and secret weapon. Despite receiving death threats, Mahmoud arranged logistics for the Nigerian champions, doing everything in his power to ensure their eventual qualification, and celebrated just as hard as the players themselves. So while the whole of Nigeria is already looking forward to Enyimba's CAF Champions League campaign, in faraway Tunisia, Mahmoud Wadini will be wearing his Enyimba jersey proudly and cheering them on equally as loudly. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be talking to Mahmoud Wadini, the savior of Enyimba and a Tunisian with enormous love for Nigerian football. Tunisian citizen Mahmoud Wadini was probably the biggest reason Enyimba International Football Club qualified for the CAF Champions League group phase. We spoke to the Tunisian about his great love for Nigerian football and its great players.
This is Sports Planet.
Could you please tell us your name and who you are and what you do?
Okay, my name is Mahmoud Wadini. I have a contract, partnership, or what name, agreement with Embassy of Nigeria in Tunisia since 1 year. So usually they ask me to keep any Nigerian teams or Nigerian players to facilitate their journey here in Tunis and Tunisia, and now with Enyimba FC, and I have with Mr. Felix very good relationship, like with Mr. Joe Johnson, president, chairman last for Enyimba. So this is my work, and I put Nigerian players here in Tunis to play, and I have no one or two or three players now. Inshallah, all will be fine with them.
So do you have a background in football? You mentioned that you used to play football. You also a coach. Can you tell
me? I was a player.
Okay.
I was player, football player in COT. I was striker. Since 1994 till 2003, then I fly to Ukraine. I play 6 months in Ukraine. Then I married and I stopped my career. But I didn't stop my relationship with football, because football is in our blood. Mm-hmm. So we cannot stop our relationship with football. We are enjoying where we are when we are working on football. So now I'm coach, Olympic professional, and. Momently, I'm agent of some players that I'm scout of them. I scout them, I choose them. Now they are doing well, and I will be continued with Nigerian players. And as I said, so I have program of 2 players, inshallah, from Enyimba that I will put them in biggest team in Tunisia. After that, we will go to Europe because we are going step by step. That's all.
Okay. So Mahmoud, tell us, how have you enjoyed working with Nigerian footballers? Have you enjoyed it?
Since when I was born in football, since 1994, I was player in COT, Olympic Clubs Transport. Okay, COT. Was in First League, Super League. Now down because of some problems in League 3. So I hear about Nigeria and I watch Nigeria. All people here in Tunisia like Nigerian football and players.
During Tunisia 94? Nations Cup?
Yes. So all people like Nigerian football and players, Okusha, enjoying. So this is, so I believe in this country, Nigeria. I believe in their players, so I'm happy with them and they are happy with me. So that's why I'm only and exclusive working only with Nigeria, no another country. I receive proposal from Ivory Coast, from Ghana, from Tanzania, but I don't work.
But I'm asking, why do you Mahmoud, why do you like Nigeria? I mean, look, you're wearing Nigerian jersey, you enjoy Nigerian people, you sit, you talk with them.
This is my strategy of work. I chose Nigeria to play. I was in Nigeria, I was in Abuja, I was in New York, Port Harcourt, Lagos. So I have good relationships. So I chose Nigeria because I believe on Nigerian players. About firstly discipline, I'm coach Olympic professional from Ukraine, so when I watch Nigerian players, I know that when I put them in some teams biggest in Tunisia, I know that I will be happy and my reputation and my image will be confirmed. Now I'm working with CSS, Sfax. So I put Junior Ajayi, he's doing well. Kingsley Sukari, the same thing from Enyimba. Lukman Zakari, the defender, he's young, they are treating him very, very, very well. So inshallah, he will progress and he will be one of Buzz defender of National Super Eagles. And inshallah, we have a program of two players. Inshallah, after the game, we will talk about it.
But Mahmoud, working with Nigeria, I'm sure it must have been some kind of risk. You know, there may be Tunisian fans or federation, they don't like you, they send you threat message, Mahmoud will kill you, Mahmoud will... But does not make you scared?
No, I don't scared. We have a proverb, Tunisian, so only Allah can take the soul, understand? So for me, this is normal in football. In England, in Germany, fans between themselves. But all this message that I receive, I just answer. Let me finish this game. Then I will report some fans, some names that I chose to show them that this is not football. So another majority of fans will not do like that. This is my work. I'm the one who decide with who I'm working. If Tunisian teams gave me a request to work with them, I'm ready. Now I receive request from Nigeria, so I'm working with Nigeria and I'm happy. That's all.
Finally, you've seen Nigerian football over the past few years. The clubs did not do well in the Champions League, did not do well in the Confederation Cup. Nigeria has not qualified for the Africa Cup of Nations for a few years now. Do you believe that Nigerian football will go back to the top?
I believe that, and I'm sure about that. My advice to NFF is to make strategy for the Super Eagles, to choose the best players, to make motivation and to put them playing collective, not individual. We know that Obi Mikel, all they are very good players in their teams and in Europe, but football it's collective. Why North African like Algeria and all this, they are playing collective. This is football, this is type of sport like that. So I believe that if inshallah NFF resolve that problem to play collective, to let them know that football is collective. You remember Ivory Coast before when they left the CAN, the president make decision that they have to go to Armenia. After that, they are playing collective and they won the CAN or finalist and they go to... So Nigeria have to make strategy to press, because this is flag of Nigeria, this is opportunity of Nigeria. So like that, when they play collective, nobody can win Nigeria. No team. They can even in dream they cannot win Nigerian players. Really, I'm telling the truth. I'm a football player, and I'm coach. I can tell you the truth. Like Tunisian, they are how they won 2004 because they play collective. So that's what my advice to NFF. More than that, I cannot do.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thank you very much.